you all listening to this message have a victim mentality that you gotta get rid of if you're gonna walk with Jesus. You gotta stop blaming the world for your troubles, and you gotta realize that you have a Savior who not only wants to give you eternal life, but wants to give you abundant life, life to the full.
Do you sometimes find it easier to believe in what we see than in who we know? Hello and welcome to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. We're glad to have you with us. Well, if you're a believer in Christ, you know the creator of the universe, the one who knows the end from the beginning. And because you do, you should have a victor mentality, even when everything around you points to certain defeat. Today, Pastor Paul Shepherd encourages us to change the way we think about our circumstances because we serve a God who is able and willing to do beyond that which we can ask or think. Listen to any recent message, including today's, at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. But now with today's Destined for Victory message, the process of becoming new, here is Pastor Paul.
You've got to let the Word of God renew your mind. Money, food, whatever the issue, you can apply it to a lot of different areas of your life. You'll never get your assets, your associations, your actions, and your attitudes together until your mind is renewed. So Paul doesn't say, put off the old, jump into the new. He says, put off the old, renew your mind. Then we'll get to the next part of this, putting on the new. So how are we actually to do this? Well, let me just give you a couple of things that I've learned over the years walking with the Lord. Developing a new way of thinking is essential to having a spiritual victory, but there are a couple of things I've learned. Here's one I want to share with you. You got to have a new way of thinking, meaning getting rid of excuses. A new way of thinking means getting rid of excuses. Where you get that from, Pastor? John chapter 5. I won't turn there in the interest of time. Let me just walk you through it. Read it when you get a chance. There's a man who laid by a pool called Bethesda in Jesus' day. Bethesda was sort of a makeshift hospice. It was a hospice. It wasn't even a facility. A hospice place outdoors where people who couldn't be cared for properly in their homes would lay, and people would come and attend to them. And this man, you're told in John 5, had been there for 38 years. Can you imagine? 38 years. He is laid up, incapable of getting up and walking and moving and living his life. 38 years. Why is he there 38 years? I want to submit to you because he doesn't have a renewed mind. Where you get that? Because when Jesus went to Bethesda this particular day, the text tells you that he saw the man and he learned that he had been there 38 years. Meaning Jesus asked, what about that gentleman? What can you tell me about him? Oh, he'd been there. He got pool seniority. He'd been here longer than anybody else. 38 years. Jesus got that information when he walked up to the man. What does Jesus say when he walks up to him? Do you want to get well? One question. The Son of God walked up to him, said, do you want to get well? Some of you would say, what in the world, stupid question? What you mean, do you want to get well? He's been there for 38 years. No. Jesus knew what he was doing. He's checking out where his head is. Do you want to? I know you're sick. I found out you've been sick for 38 years. The question is, do you want to get well? And the answer shows you why you can't jump from old to new. The answer was, you see, That's where some of y'all are right now in your life. Full of excuses. Well, you see, you're ready to tell the world why you are not better off than you are. You got your excuses down pat. Well, you see, there's nobody to help me. Some of these people have folk coming and helping them. I don't have anybody to help me. First of all, that's not true. You can't lay there for 38 years without somebody bringing you food, bringing you water. Come on, somebody. Turning you over so that you don't get bed sores on the mat you're laying on. But in his mind, nobody's helping me. Some of you all listening to this message have a victim mentality that you got to get rid of if you're going to walk with Jesus. You got to stop blaming the world for your troubles. And you got to realize that you have a Savior who not only wants to give you eternal life, but wants to give you abundant life, life to the full. But you got to change your mind to embrace it. I've been here and ain't nobody helping me. And when the angel comes down and stirs up the water, the myth that they had bought into, some of the people in his day, was the pool there at Bethesda would be stirred every now and then by an angelic being. And if you got in the pool when the angel was stirring it, if you got in first, you would get healed. And so he told Jesus, not only isn't anybody helping me, but nobody is putting me in the pool. And so every time the water gets troubled, they jump in ahead of me. If your mind is right and you believe, whether it was true or not, they believed it, that if you see the water stirred, that means an angel is there. And if you get in, if your mind is right, you will lay at the edge of the pool. Lay at the edge of the pool and you just be sitting there looking. Come on, somebody. You got pool seniority. You've been there longer than everybody else. You tell them, nobody better not try to get in here before me. You lay right on the edge, and soon as a good breeze come by, come on, somebody, you just roll right on in. But you gotta have your head right. If your head is messed up, you could be laying right there on the edge of a miracle, and you don't see it. Right there with the opportunity, and you don't see it. And so we've got to decide to get rid of our excuses. I know we live in a messed up world. I get it. But at a certain point, you got to quit focusing on how messed up things are. And you got to start focusing on what God can or will do about the mess. If I'm his child and he said he was going to take care of me, yes, it might be an economic crazy time, but my God shall supply all of my needs. And all I got to do is believe him for it. Get rid of my excuses. We got to stop thinking, oh, poor, pitiful me. Whether it's gender or they don't, you know, I'm a woman in the glass ceiling. You serve a God who doesn't worry about a ceiling. He can give you an opportunity that doesn't even make sense. It's not even on anybody else's radar. We who are ethnically minorities, we got to quit belly aching about the man. Certainly, there are prejudices and all that abound all around us. They don't control my destiny. I belong to God. Yes, I've experienced racism, but I belong to God.
You're listening to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. The second half of today's message comes your way next, so stay tuned. Listen to Destined for Victory wherever you go by downloading our free mobile app, where you'll find all of Pastor Paul's recent messages on demand. You can also order resources from our online store. You can contact us for prayer or make a safe and secure donation to help Pastor Paul share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just search Destined for Victory in the App Store and download our free mobile app today. You can also subscribe to the Destined for Victory podcast at Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. And if you want to change the way you live, you first have to change the way you think. Keep that in mind as you listen to the rest of today's message, The Process of Becoming New. Once again, here's Pastor Paul.
I know racism coming and going. I've had Anglo staffers. I was the senior pastor. In one season of my ministry, don't worry about when it was. I ain't telling you. Had an Anglo pastor on staff. I had hired on my staff. And when he thought it was safe talking to another Anglo person, used the N-word. I never saw that of him, but the other man had integrity. He said, my pastor's got to hear this, and told me. I called the man in. I said, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to something I just heard. Told him, and he admitted, yeah, I didn't mean it with any venom or anything, but yeah, I got too casual and I was talking to a guy and I'm so sorry. Do you know I had enough grace not to fire him on the spot? Why? Because I said, let me give him an opportunity to learn. And if he doesn't learn, then he can learn in the unemployment line. You got to stop acting like the victim and take charge of some things in your life. And it starts with your head. And so I need to let you know, whatever your excuses are, they got to go. You're a child of the Most High. You got to get rid of that stuff that won't serve you moving forward. Yeah, but I got a mess on my hands. Miracles are made of messes. You don't need a miracle, but that there's a mess. So whenever you have misery, whenever you have a mess, chances are God is ready to wrap a miracle around it. So you got to stop focusing on, oh, it's so pissed. It's worse than it's ever been. Could be, but God. That's where you got to be. But God. One more thing, and I'll let you be done with this. A new way of thinking not only means getting rid of excuses, but number two, it means dealing correctly with past offenses. Some of you are carrying too much of a chip, and some of you haven't dealt with the chips you sent out. See, it's one thing when you carrying something. It's another thing when you send it to other people. Who am I thinking about? I'm thinking about a guy in your Old Testament named Jacob. This dude was a professional trickster, professional supplanter, deceiver, con artist, professional. Jacob. His name meant trickster. He came out of the womb. He was a twin. Came out of the womb holding his brother's foot as an infant coming out of the mama's womb. And you know the story. Tricked his brother first out of his birthright, later out of his blessing. Then he's a fugitive because his brother said, I'm gonna kill him. Esau wasn't trying to pull the punch. He wasn't trying to sound spiritual. Esau said, I'm going to kill him. I know he's my twin brother. I'm going to be a single brother because he's going to be dead. He meant that. And Jacob wasn't tricky by himself. His mama was tricky. He come from tricky. His mama helped plot his escape. She sent him down to Uncle Laban's house, Problem is, trickiness run throughout the family. He get down to Laban's house. He sees Laban has this daughter. And he sees he loves her. Ooh, that Rachel. Man, I can't. He asked for her hand. Uncle Laban said, well, you gotta pay 7 years of labor for me to give her to you. He worked 7 years. Watch what the Bible says. It says, and it seemed to him like a few days. 7 years seemed like a few days because that's how much he loved that girl. Now he sprung for real. Y'all ain't never been sprung like that boy was sprung. A few days, 7 years. After 7 years, he said, all right, I did it. All right. Well, we're going to start the wedding. Get the wedding. They introduced the groom into a dark wedding chamber. He laid all night with who he thought was Rachel. The sunlight came into the tent in the morning. And it wasn't Rachel. It was her sister, Leah. And he ran out of there to Laban. What did you do? You know I worked 7 years for Rachel. Here's the trickiness. Oh, I didn't tell you. You can't have my younger daughter till you marry my older daughter. Those 7 years, that was for Leah. Now, if you want Rachel, you're going to have to make a commitment for another 7. I will give her to you now, but you're going to have to promise me another 7 years. So that's been his life. Trickiness and being tricked. But he's a man God has called. He's in the line of destiny. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's tricky, he's jacked up, but he's called. You know why I'm preaching this? Because I'm preaching to a whole bunch of tricky, jacked up, called people. Oh, I need somebody to thank God that you called. Yeah, I got some problems, but I'm called. Yeah, I got some issues, but I'm called. Yeah, I don't have my act together yet, but I'm called. Don't judge me, but I'm called. So, you can't change your mind until you deal with that stuff. And so 20 years later, he lived down there for 20 years. Now he realizes God's got his hand on me. I have destiny in my life. I was given the blessing from Isaac. I am supposed to take this into the next generation toward the Messiah coming to earth. I'm a man who's called. I can't keep this up. And so he realizes the only way God's going to take you from this point, he spared you 20 years of grace. He could have been killed. Esau could have found out where he lived, went down there to Uncle Laban's house, you know, and popped him. Esau never found out. God protected him. Now he's got wives and children. He's ready to move on, but God puts it in his heart. First, you got to go clean up your mess. I'm not going to bless you over your mess. So God convicts him. You ever been convicted? See, I need y'all to be honest. I know you got your church clothes on. Be honest. You ever been convicted where God just said, now you know you wrong. And you got to straighten this out right now. Don't ask me to bless you over this mess. Go handle your business. And so he said, all right, I got to go back and meet Esau. And he starts back. Well, first he had to finish off things with Laban. I don't have time to talk to you about that. He got that straight. Because Laban said, why are you trying to leave in the middle of the night, taking my family from my house? Do you know I will cut you? No, he didn't say that part. Got that straight. Now he's on his way back to meet his twin brother that he tricked twice. And he said, I'm going back. Lord, you got to go with me. I just need you to work this out. But he was determined, I can't be blessed over this. That's the renewed mind. Some of y'all got to, right now, you hear the Lord saying and you need to respond, you're right, Lord. I got to deal with my mess that I try to just sweep under the rug. Try to put it, you know, statute of limitations. No, that doesn't work. Okay, how long ago it was. Get it straight. And so he's on his way, only to find out Esau is on his way to him. And he got word, your brother coming. And he said, oh, Lord. And when he sees him, read it when you get a chance, bows down to the ground. I'm your servant. I know I tricked you twice. You could stab me right now. And I'm not getting up from here. If you decide to take my life, I'm here. I'm your servant. But when you have the right attitude, sometimes God will bless you in unexpected ways. What was Esau's response? Man, get up. Let's hug. You're my brother. I know you did me wrong, but God has been good to me. I'm not coming to kill you. I'm coming to let you know it's all good. I'm blessed, you blessed. So let's go on and live our blessed lives and put this stuff behind us. Some of you need to experience some real breakthroughs, but it will only happen. You'll only become new once you renew your mind.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's Destined for Victory message, The Process of Becoming New. Be sure to visit PastorPaul.net to hear any of Pastor Paul's recent messages on demand. That's PastorPaul.net. Well, as Pastor Paul Shepherd is fond of saying, the Great Commission was a commandment, not a suggestion. And a great way for you to take part in this important cause with Pastor Paul and all of us at Destined for Victory is by becoming a Destined for Victory partner for as little as $20 a month. People are eager to hear about the hope we have in Christ, and many are getting that message right here on Destined for Victory. Please prayerfully consider joining Pastor Paul and sharing the light of the gospel to all people, even to those who've grown comfortable in the dark. As our way of saying thanks for your partnership, we'll send you a few thank you gifts, including one of Pastor Paul's most popular CDs, The Best of Let My People Smile. So call 855-339-5500 to find out more about how to become a Destined for Victory partner. Or mail your gift, letting us know you wish to become our partner. The address is Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also become our partner from our website, PastorPaul.net. And if you can't become a partner but would like to send a generous gift today, we'll send you a thank you gift of our own, Pastor Paul's booklet, Loving Others When It's Not Easy. That's Loving Others When It's Not Easy. Request it now for your generous donation to Destined for Victory.
Sometimes we followers of Christ are guilty of just wanting to be zapped into newness. You know what I mean? Sometimes people just want abracadabra new. You know, and we mean well, but that's not practical. And Paul writes a very practical letter here.
And that's next time when Pastor Paul Shepherd shares his message, The Process of Becoming New. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.